Joined now by a true Pirates fan, it's Pittsburgh author Michael Lowenstein. He released his second book, The 19th Year, A Sweet Summer with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Michael, the Pirates, you were a big fan back in 1971 when the success was rampant in Pittsburgh. Now 2011, 19 straight losing seasons. Last year you went to 40 games, and now a story about loyalty, passion, hope, and baseball and family. Thanks for your time here today.
Thank you, Brian.
Now, you're a University of Pittsburgh graduate and University of Michigan Law School graduate. This is State College. Do you know that?
I do. I'm a hard Pitt fan, but I have a lot of Penn State friends here at the firm, so I'm delighted to speak to State College.
Now, at your firm, your office actually overlooks PNC Park, correct?
I am. I'm looking at it right now. They've got the tarp on, but it's clearing up.
Is there a better view in baseball?
No.
Best
no,
park.
It's magnificent.
All right, well, let's get to the book, 19th Year, A Sweet Summer with the Pittsburgh Pirates, the inspiring story of the 2011 Pirates, but also a look back at the World Championship of 1971. Author Michael Lowenstein joining me here on Sports Central. Michael, why did you write this book?
I wanted to reconnect. I was a huge baseball fan, a huge Pirate fan as a child, and in 1971, I broke my arm and went to about 40 Pirate games, including the playoffs and the World Series. And 40 years later, you know, with just a little bit of sign of hope, I wanted to sort of rekindle that fire. And so I went to 40 games again, and I wrote a book about it.
All right. In your book, you write about being a Pirate fan for the last 50 years, and obviously some ups and downs. Do you think being a Pirate fan has a different experience than being a fan of other teams?
I suppose that probably depends on when you were born. For our kids, they've only known suffering. Maybe now they're about to see what we saw when we were kids. For people of my age, you know, you've seen it all. You've seen truly great baseball and truly painful, hard times.
So you've seen Roberto Clemente, but then you've also seen now the new wave, Andrew McCutchen. I know a lot of people out there really love Neil Walker. The guy I like on this year's team is James McDonald. I don't think you can find a more consistent pitcher right now in the National League. He hasn't allowed more than 4 runs in a start all season. I think he's great. Talk about this year's team and how the city's embracing this year's team.
Well, it's really, you know, it's catching on, you know, like wildfire here. People, there's been so much pent-up interest. And I think, you know, last year was terrific for about 4 months. It was exciting, and people felt, you know, good that they were finally seeing a competitive team. But I think there was a feeling that you know, it wasn't going to last. It just couldn't go. You know, you hoped it would, but it couldn't. This year's team, I think people feel, you know, I don't know whether, you know, they're going to win or not. I think people feel that way, but I think people are going to be expecting to be contending right up to the end, and I think they will do it.
So when you look at Andrew McCutchen, does that bring back memories of Roberto Clemente?
It does in this sense. They're different players. Clemente was, you know, such an incredible defensive player, and he had this incredible arm, and McCutchen has more power. But I guess the thing that I would say is, you know greatness when you see it, and I think you clearly saw it in Roberto Clemente, and you're clearly seeing it now in Andrew McCutchen, and it's thrilling.
And I think a lot of people around the country are now finally noticing what Andrew McCutchen can bring to the table. Michael Lowenstein, the author of the book, The 19th Year, A Sweet Summer with the Pittsburgh Pirates. More on your book. You write a lot about your family. Do they care as much about the Pirates as you do, or do they just put up with you?
I think it really depends on who you ask. I would say that they care about it a lot, and they would say that they put up with me. But my wife is a trooper, and she went to half the games last year, which was an awful lot, including some when things started to go bad. So, you know, I'm a very lucky man.
But for the most part, last year you were pretty lucky that you went and saw a team that was competing really until the end of July before they just went off a cliff.
Yep.
And with that team last year, I think there was a sense that they didn't have the experience that this year's team has now. Even though there wasn't the success, this year's team has the experience. This year, when you see the team, what makes them a little bit different than last year's team for you?
I think experience is a part of it. They've all been through it before. I think they're deeper. I think their pitching is built more to last. They had, you know, pitching carried them last year, but it wore out. Obviously, McCutcheon's gone to a whole new stratosphere, and so that takes, you know, moves them forward. They've also, you know, they've gotten, you know, real performance out of Pedro Alvarez, which they did not get last year, and that makes a big difference. Neil Walker's been excellent, as you say. He's been excellent both years, and he's somebody they count on. But I would point to the pitching, the bullpen, the addition of Burnett, which I think, as you say, has helped McDonald a great deal. And the depth.
Why last year? Why did you pick last year all of a sudden? Were you just ready to do another book?
Well, we moved our offices down here in 2009, and I've been staring out this window every day since. And I look out right over the Clemente Bridge, which is closed on game days. And so you, even as I'm looking right now, I see people walking over the bridge to tonight's game. And I, you know, you just start to get the old feeling you had when you were a kid. And so, and I did, I certainly wouldn't predict the success they're having now, but I did feel like they were starting to get better. They were starting to get a core of good young players. And so, you know, I went with it.
Your first book was We All We Got, Pitt Basketball in the Golden Era. You can read more about your books, especially this one, at www.the19thyear.com. Michael Lowenstein, an author of the book, The 19th Year, A Sweet Summer with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Clint Hurdle has talked a lot about rebonding the Pirates to the city. You look out your office every day. You are basically a part of the ballpark every day. Do you think it's happening where the entire city is starting to rally around the Pirates, and did your book speak to that?
Yeah, I think it is happening, and I might go maybe beyond the city to the region and hopefully all the way out to State College in Altoona, where obviously they have key farm yep. System clubs. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like a pennant race, and we're about to be in one, and I think it'll build here day by day. You feel it already. Felt it for a little bit last year, and, I think this town has been waiting for the Pirates for a long, long time.
I can tell you, with the influx of callers that we've had in the first 45 minutes of this show, there are a lot of people in this area that do indeed care a lot about the Pittsburgh Pirates in this region. You talk about the upcoming pennant race. At least the Pirates hope to be in there. I think it would take a lot to fall out of it at this point. You have 20 games left against the Astros and Cubs. 17 of 28 games in August are at home at PNC Park, where the Pirates have the best record this season. The one thing that has bugged me, and I'll admit it, I'm not a Pirates fan. So as an outsider looking in, that the Pirates fans are settling for an 82-80 season. That doesn't sound like it's the case for you. You expect them to make a run, and you wouldn't be pleased with that now at this point. You look for a pennant race where they're in it till the end.
Yeah, I look at the team they have and the teams that they're up against, particularly the Reds and the Cardinals, who are very good teams. But I see no reason, barring, you know, the unthinkable, like an injury to McCutcheon or something like that. I'd be very disappointed if they're not in it right to the end, you know, fighting down to the last days. And I think they're not going to run away with it either.
All right, Michael Lowenstein, of the author from Pittsburgh, author of The 19th Year of Sweet Summer with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Michael, where else can people find your book and get more information on it?
It is at Amazon, and it is through the publisher, wordassociation.com. Mm-hmm. It's starting to get into bookstores. That's apparently a process that takes a little bit of time. Hopefully it'll be in Barnes & Noble soon, but those are the two places that you could get it now.
Well, I have a feeling it will become even more popular as the Pirates continue here on this stretch run. And who knows, you have plans for if the Pirates end up making it to the postseason and coming out with your third book anytime soon?
No.
It's a lot of work, isn't it? What goes into a book like this?
I wrote it as the season went on, and then there's a lot of work that goes into, you know, the editing and the publishing and getting the photographs. The Pirates and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette here were extremely helpful in that regard. But it's a big project, and I have a day job, too.
Yeah, you are currently a partner at the law firm Reed Smith LLP. What's it like trying to balance that, especially when this book was... it's a book that has focus, and there really is a tight deadline on it because it's not only relevant for a short period of time. It is relevant for an extended period of time. However, trying to play up last season, I think that really forced you to try to get that book in stores and available as soon as possible.
That's absolutely right, and it is a job balancing it. Lots of time. I mean, obviously, the work always has to come first, but you make the time, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of the writing, and so I was glad to do it.
Mike, even though you're a Pitt grad and a Michigan guy, I'm a Penn State grad, I still enjoyed talking to you today.
I did as well. Thank you very much.
Best of luck. That's Michael Lowenstein, the author of The 19th Year, A Sweet Summer with the Pittsburgh Pirates.